a rather sedate beginning to today's show, but it serves as a good introduction because we're talking holidays here, and we have with us some members of the Soul Theater Company, that's SOL Theater, Stage of Life Theater, and they have a new holiday show coming up in a week or so, and we're going to hear all about it. So please welcome Cole Kokish. Hi, Cole.
Hi.
Welcome to Katie and Kay.
Thank you.
Also here is Ellie Erfrag. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
You're back.
I am. I'm very
so
excited.
Happy. It's good to see you again.
You too.
Jennifer Johnson's here too.
Hello.
Welcome back, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. So, Elf, is this possibly based on that Will Ferrell movie that I remember a little bit about?
It is.
Really?
Yes. It is the original movie script, correct? And then we've added little musical bits and pieces. So it's very fun.
Oh, so it's a musical.
We've added little Christmas songs to add a little music to the show.
So do you twirl around like a Nutcracker ballerina?
Not in this one.
No?
No.
What? It's more like jazz dance?
Interpretive.
Yes.
Interpretive. There's not actually really any dance.
Yeah.
In this one, which is, we made it kind of easy. It was nice.
Christmas carols too?
Christmas music? Carols, yeah. There are Christmas. So it's more it's a play with some music added.
Oh, okay.
More than a musical.
I'm not sure if I remember the story, Cole. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the background of the story. Tell me about it.
So a human named Buddy finds his way to the North Pole. He sneaks into Santa's bag when he's delivering presents to the orphanage, and he grows up there. He grows up as the North Pole, thinking he's an elf, even though he's a giant compared to all the little people. And then Santa tells him, or he finds out that he's an elf, or a human, sorry, and he ends up going to the big city, New York, to meet his dad, who's on the naughty list, but by the end of the show, he gets onto the good list.
How does he do that? Does he butter up Santa a little bit?
No, he puts Christmas spirit into everyone.
Nice. Is that sort of the moral of the story?
I would say so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ellie, what part do you play in the show?
I play Emily Hobbs, who is married to Walter Hobbs, who was Buddy's birth father, and I am mother of Michael Hobbs.
So you're the mother of the guy on the naughty list.
I mean, no,
the wife.
Yeah, the wife.
The wife of the guy. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. So you're not on the naughty list?
I like to think not, no. Yeah.
Huh. So he goes back to New York from the North Pole looking for his birth father,
mm-hmm.
and he finds him. And what happens then? That must be the dramatic part.
I think I can take this one.
Yeah.
So he ends up, like, his father's not really happy with his son Michael, and Michael's kind of all sad. But then Buddy becomes, Buddy walks into my scene where I'm giving book ideas to Walter Hobbs. I'm a short person author who's more famous than Dr. Seuss.
Whoa, that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm the Golden Ghost, as one of the lines says. And so I storm out because Buddy calls me an elf, and that's really offensive to me. And Walter Hobbs gets really mad at Buddy and's like, I don't care about you, etc. And then Buddy storms off into Central Park, where he ends up meeting Santa to end up saving the day with the help of his brother and mom and dad.
Well, now, does this spoil the show if you tell me? Does he end up staying in New York, or does he go back to the North Pole?
You have to come and find out.
Okay, so that is a spoiler. I kind of thought that might be. What part do you play, Cole, in the show?
I am an author who is called in by Walter Hobbs. I am a short person, and I'm here to give them a kickstart to their book company, children's book company, which kind of went downhill because a certain book wasn't up to standards.
What's your character's name?
Michael Finch.
Michael Finch.
No. Miles Finch, sorry. I'm a little stressed.
First radio interview.
So, speaking of Dr. Seuss, is there a Grinch character in this? Is there like a bad guy in this story?
I think that Walter would be kind of like the Grinch, I would say, because he's on the naughty list, so he's quite the downer, and he doesn't really want to accept Buddy into his family because he's so like happy, and he's not your normal everyday New Yorker, and so. But over time, that changes, for sure.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but those characters that change like that are usually the most interesting ones.
Okay. Dawson Gillespie, who plays Walter Hobbs, is a super great actor, and he's done lots and lots of soul shows. Yeah. And I think he betrays Walter Hobbs very well and definitely goes through an emotional roller coaster throughout the show.
And he grows.
Yes.
He discovers something about life.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, speaking of being in a lot of shows, you've been in a lot of shows too, haven't you?
I have. I have been, this will be my 14th production.
Wow, that's impressive. And Cole?
This is my first show.
What do you think so far?
It's amazing.
Is it? Why? How?
The Soul Family. It's just like everyone accepts you for who you are. You don't have to pretend to be anyone who you're not. And everyone there is super nice and compassionate.
Wow. And so you noticed that right off the bat, or did it take a while to find that out?
I would say within the second play practice, I noticed it. I really noticed it.
How many people are in this show, Ellie?
42.
42? That makes for a huge cast picture, doesn't it?
Oh, very big. Yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Lots of costumes.
Yes, lots of costumes.
What's your costume in the show?
Oh, it's kind of like a sweater. It's very, I don't want to say mom-like, but I definitely feel more adult wearing it.
Not the one you're wearing.
No.
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 And Cole?
I'm a New Yorker, too, and a bully, but I'll talk about my Miles Finch costume. So I'm on my knees. And I have knee pads, luckily. And so I'm just have a normal purple shirt and black pants, and I'm on.
Oh, you're
knees.
On your knees because you're one of the short people.
Because I'm a short people, okay. And I get called an elf.
Get it. So Dawson gets to play the elf. Does that mean he gets to wear those curly shoes and stuff?
Dawson plays Walter Hobbs, my husband, who's kind of the Grinch character.
Oh.
Yes, okay. Haver.
Okay.
He is Buddy the Elf, who has been in several soul shows as well. And yes, he has some pretty fun costumes, for sure. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Do you guys make your own costumes?
We have an amazing costume designer, Ginny Boltman.
Do you?
Who's actually, she is literally at Seoul right now, working, on, working on costumes. And she has handled several of our shows, actually. She's costumed several of our shows, and she's amazing. She's great.
Huh.
We're very lucky to have her.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
Huh. So this is a big deal, and it starts next week. Tell me where and when and all that information.
I don't know what's open to the public or not, but I know there's Thursday. We have a matinee. I think that's only for certain schools. Not sure. Is that correct?
We have on Wednesday night, we have a parent preview that we normally don't open to the public, but we're allowing parents to invite more people to because we didn't do as many open to the public performances. We have two school matinees. One is on Thursday at 1:00, which still has some seats available. So if you are a local parent who does homeschooling, you can also come to that performance as well. And the tickets are discounted. We gave the cast Thursday night off
because
they were exhausted last year, so we decided not to do a show. And so Friday at 1:00, we have a school matinee as well that still also has room for reservations, for school reservations and for, again, homeschool kids. And then we have a Friday evening performance at 7:00 at the 3rd Street Center, Saturday evening performance at 7:00 at the 3rd Street Center, and Sunday at 2:00 performance at the 3rd Street Center. So those are really our three big public performances. So we're anticipating we're anticipating potentially selling out a couple of the shows. So we're encouraging people to go online and buy tickets at soultheatercompany.org.
Great. Now, I think I saw somewhere that you guys are singing at First Friday also. Is that right?
We are. We are singing at the launch pad around 6:15. Mm-hmm. Santa will also be there, I believe. So you should come down and meet him. And a bunch of us will be singing some Christmas carols that we've been practicing for this song.
Nice. So Santa recruiting elves on this trip?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Next Saturday afternoon, the Wheeler Opera House is actually showing the movie Elf at 1 o'clock, and our cast will be singing songs before the movie.
Oh, how
so
cool is that?
You'll see posters around town that have the Will Ferrell. It's the Will Ferrell movie poster for Elf. That's not us. We are the one that has, it's the cast of kids is on there, our young elf, and then a group of about 13 of the elves who are surrounding him. And that is that's promoting ours. So Wheeler Opera House at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, showing a movie. You'll get to see some of our kids before that show, but the Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon is the live action Elf down in Carbondale.
So this coming Saturday at the Wheeler, and
a week from Saturday.
Oh,
so the same weekend as our show's going
okay,
on.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. Okay.
It's kind of a nice...
Lots going on.
It's a lot of Elf that weekend. Huh. It's a big Elf weekend.
You know, if there's a parent out there listening, Jennifer, and they're thinking that Soul Theater might be right for their kid, how do they get in touch with you?
They can find my phone number on the website. And again, it's soultheatercompany.org. And theater is spelled the old English T-R-E at the end of theater.
And soul is S-O-L.
S-O-L. And they can contact me directly or send us an email at soultheatercompany@gmail.com. And we have a really big year next year. We've added three main stage productions, and we've added a summer camp because we were oversold for a lot of our productions this year. And we want to make sure that we're keeping our cast sizes small so the kids are getting a better experience, because we actually have a 50-child cap for each of our productions, and we're dropping that down to about a 40-kid cap just so that they get more of our attention.
Huh.
So we decided to offer more shows and more productions to be in, and also an additional summer camp.
Does the summer camp serve as sort of a... How would I put it? Sort of like baseball, like a minor league.
Right, like a training ground.
Like a training ground.
It actually really does. It gives kids an excellent opportunity to get their feet wet. Hmm. It's also a lot, we take it a lot less seriously. And at the same time, it's still a lot of fun. Our productions are still a lot of fun. But there isn't the same pressure to have, you know, a performance for the general public. And we get a lot of first timers in camp. And then we have a bunch of kids who just do our camps and don't do our productions because that's where they're comfortable. And they come and spend some of their summer with us. And then we have some kids who kind of got their feet wet in camp. Dawson Gillespie is a perfect example. He was really quiet in his first few productions. And then he did a couple of summer camps where we were able to give him more challenging material because it was a testing ground. So we make some kind of non-traditional casting choices in camp as well, give the kids a chance to play a role that maybe they wouldn't play on the main stage or in real life, but that kind of pushes them. And then they come back to our productions with additional training, and it's kind of great.
Is that kind of how you started, Cole?
No, this is my first play, so I haven't done anything. Jennifer is my drama teacher, and she's amazing at it.
Thank you.
And so I have a few friends in my class who are like big theater kids, Ellie, and then Watts, who I was in class with, Watts Brooks, I was in class with last year.
And someone else very close to you.
And I was going to say Ariane, okay. But...
No, not him. Your sister?
Oh, my sister. But I was talking about people in my class, and I'm who else?
Anna Cole.
Yeah. Anna Cole. Mm-hmm. And my sister loves it. But all these people, they just love Soul, and I'm like, okay, why don't I try it out? And I think I got the same feel that they got.
Huh.
Nice.
So you're going to stick with it for a while.
I know that I saw the James and Giant Peach production of Soul, and then that was in the spring, and then that following summer, I did a summer camp which was super fun. I had done previous shows with different companies, but Soul was kind of starting up, and so I saw James and Giant Peach, and I was like, I should get on that. And so I went to a summer camp, which was such a blast. The following winter, I was in Annie. So I know I started in.
Did you get your gun?
No, but that's one of our summer shows this year.
Oh, really?
It's funny that you say that. Oh. Annie Get Your Gun is one of our summer shows.
What are the other ones?
We actually, our whole year is we're doing Anne of Green Gables to start the year. That's a non-musical. Then we're doing Godspell, which will be a small production, which is a musical. Then our summer shows are Annie Get Your Gun for 6 to 13, 14-ish-year-olds, but mainly like 12, 13-year-olds, because then our 14 to 19-year-old show is going to be Rent this year.
Wow, that's a challenging one.
It's very challenging, which Danny is actually... Huh. Danny Grace Kopf is here with us, and she's going to be directing that show. And then we're doing the musical comedy Murders of the 1940s, which is a murder mystery comedy in the fall. And then we actually are announcing our Christmas show this weekend at our, well, when we open next week. We could probably
You should announce it now.
You should announce it now.
You
want to
do it now? Give Ellie and Cole a sneak preview.
Do you guys want to know?
Yeah.
Do you know what we're doing?
We're really
going to do How the Grinch Stole Christmas next
year.
Yes.
You know what?
See, I think it's going to go over pretty big.
In high school, I was the Grinch. I'm serious. And I kind of talk like this. And I ruined my voice for six months. I could barely talk.
We had a student
Nobody
who was
told
Gonzo
me how
the
to
Great.
Do it.
We had a student who was Gonzo the Great last year in the Muppet Christmas Carol. His name was Sage Ironwood. And he did a beautiful job doing Gonzo's voice, but he had to be really careful how much he did it and how much he was taking care of his voice between. And we had to kind of pull back off of the voice so it was in a safe place for him.
Yeah, because there was nobody there to tell me, don't do that. I did it, and I could barely talk for a while. But
and in addition, by
the
way,
that might
have
been a blessing. Anyway.
Our two summer camps are going to be Cinderella and The Jungle Book. Cinderella is going to be in June, and The Jungle Book will overlap a little July, August.
The Bare Necessities.
Exactly. I love that show.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah.
Bare Necessities.
It really is. Really is. Wow. And the other reason we've been able to expand is we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we just want to say thank you really quickly to our incredibly generous donors and our sponsors for this show. Our First Bank, who are our season sponsor, who we literally could not do what we do without them. Ace Hardware in Carbondale. True Nature Healing Arts, who have come on for the last few shows. They're a new sponsor with us, and we just adore them, and they're very supportive. And Glenwood Springs Subaru, who this is their third Christmas show as sponsors, and then they were also a sponsor of our summer show this last year, and we're really very grateful for all of them.
You know, I've watched you guys grow since the beginning, and you're just growing by leaps and bounds. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, the interest is kind of incredible, and I so take to heart what Cole was saying about the reason that he likes being in Seoul and what he'd heard about them, because that's, to us, that's what's more important. It's why we don't have as many public performances, because we want the kids to enjoy the shows that they're in. We don't want them to get sick, and we don't want to have too many shows so that they're just exhausted the whole time we're doing the show. People keep asking, oh, you should add a weekend. And I'm like, I kind of want them to just enjoy the time that they have on stage. And for us, it's not about the production. It's about from the moment they walk into an audition, the whole experience is important at Seoul. And it's more important than the production. And we tell them every time, your character off stage is more important than your character on stage. And that's what, I think that's what differentiates us. And it's why we just have this beautiful kind of grassroots, good word of mouth movement. And our numbers are increasing every year. Yeah. And, you know, people ask me, you know, do you worry about competing companies and new companies popping up? And I say the more the merrier, because they're getting a great theater education. And as long as we're providing what we're providing and the feeling that we're providing, kids are going to come back to us.
The feelings.
Yeah.
That's important.
That's the most important thing.
Especially these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, interesting story, if I have time for
you
a
do.
Serious story.
Please.
And these guys can tell you, too. We came in the week of the election was an emotional week for everybody. And we had also, you know, as a community, suffered a loss at one of our schools. And we came into the Wednesday. We had Wednesday night rehearsal the day after the election. And everybody was in a bit of a spin. And so we sat as a cast on the stage and we talked about it. And we're like, weird week, huh? And And then instead of just jumping into rehearsal, we had about a 20-minute dance party.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Nice.
We listened to Happy and All About That Bass and Uptown Funk and Shake It Off and
Under
Can't
Pressure.
Stop the Feeling. Under Pressure. We introduced them to a little Queen, David Bowie. It was pretty good. A lot of them have never heard that before. And we were like, no, this is the song to decompress to. And so we spent this time together as a group just shaking it off and just, and then we had one of our most productive rehearsals because we were able to just be there together and just shut out the outside world for a little while.
So you handled it better than 90% of the adults.
I really feel that way.
Yeah.
But you know, to be honest, as the adults there, we get to be kids and we get to come in and say, you know what, it doesn't matter. The world continues and your lives continue and we can be happy even when we're surrounded by craziness. And that's an incredible thing to be able to share with them. And honestly, I think we needed it as much, if not more, than they did.
Yeah.
And they needed also to see that there was a place that they could come to just shut all of that out. We don't have digital devices. They're not allowed to be on their tablets or their phones while they're at our rehearsals. And so the whole world goes away for a little while.
Nice.
And it's kind of wonderful.
Cole, she just gave me goosebumps. did she give you goosebumps?
I would, if I could speak on that day.
Please.
So I've a really awesome class, and we had a counselor come in and talk about an emotional loss at this school. And that same day, something emotional happened in my personal family, and it was really hard on me and a bunch of kids in our class. And I walk over to Seoul with a smile on my face because I know I'm about to see Jennifer and Danny, and then I get over there, and all the kids are in the theater, and I walk up to the our practice room, and they're there, and they're just so supportive, and it was the most one of the most awesome experiences when I'm in a down mood that they did that for me. And then after that, we got to have a dance party, which always helps.
It's always good.
You can always come, I feel like, to Seoul, even if you're having a rough day, and leave it behind, but you'll always have Danny or Jennifer or Emily Henley, who's assistant directing this production, and they're always willing to give you a hug.
Oh, yeah. Hugs all around.
Yeah. Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs.
Group hug. Yay. That's so great, you guys. Man, you've got your finger on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're so welcome. Next week. And what is it called? Oh, it's Elf. Well, duh. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And just a reminder, the dates are December 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Perfect.
It's kind of sad that I paused there since December 9th is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's going to be a good day.
Is something Freudian going on? It's like you don't really want to remember that.
Honestly, I actually always schedule our deck weekend shows on my birthday week now because I get to have cake with the cast and I get like a whole group of kids like singing happy birthday to me.
That's
amazing.
There's nothing better.
It's so good. Yeah, it's the best way to celebrate a year.
Wow. Well, that's great, you guys. Good luck and break a leg.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay with us. More to come on today's Beyond.